T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Welcome everyone to this episode of the Palmetto Guardian. I'm Sergeant Chelsea Weaver, aka Hollywood. And yes, you heard me correct, Hollywood. And for those of you know that that means it is camp time. So I'm here at Camp Bob Cooper for the Child and Youth Programs Youth Camp. And today is pretty much day zero, I would say. Campers are starting to arrive and they're going to be put into their different platoons and they're going to start their activities. So I'm down here by the water. So it's a little bit windy if you hear. I mean, I am out in the middle of nowhere, basically. So that's just how camp is. But it's still important for us to get these podcasts out to you guys. And it's fun to do them in the field. And it gives us a little bit different perspectives and things like that from campers. And it's fun to see old faces and it's fun to see new faces and kind of see throughout the week how they grow together and how they build as different platoons and they make friendships and they overcome fears and stuff like that. So this is also a very special year for this camp because it's the 30th year that they're celebrating. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that with some of the staff members, kind of talking about what it means for this camp and how this year is different than other years and how exciting it is to be able to celebrate 30 years of this. And it's fun to be able to witness this. This is my third year being here. And it's nice to get out of the office and just, like I said, see new faces, see old faces that are familiar and kind of get out of the office for a couple of days, cover some stuff that we don't normally get to cover, and just enjoy the fun activities that the Child and Youth Program has put together for these kids and to just build resiliency and friendships and all that kind of stuff, because it is important to give back to our families. With us being in the military, it's hard for our family members and little children and even teenagers to have their family members away for long periods of time and deployed and at training. So it's fun to get them all together so that they can be around those who come from similar backgrounds. All the campers here, their families, some way, shape, or form, are part of the National Guard family. And so it's nice to have them all come together and meet other kids who go through similar situations that they do that maybe their friends at home don't understand. And also to meet kids that they wouldn't typically meet from across the state and to know that they can come back here every year and still build off of those friendships and still be around them and to make memories. That's the fun part, is seeing all the campers coming together that have known each other throughout the years and come each and every year. And then also those that are new who have never been here before and them welcoming them with open arms and allowing them into their friend group. So it's going to be fun. Like always, we have the rock wall, we have paintball, archery. They're going to be shooting skeet. They're going to be doing water sports. Hopefully this year we get to watch them do the blob. I know last year there was a lot of issues with the weather and then it was down for maintenance and stuff like that. So that'll be fun if we can get some footage of them with the blob. And they're going to be doing tie-dye, just all the normal camping stuff. And it'll be fun to see how they kind of all mesh together and how the staff works with the JCs and all that kind of stuff and everything. So also, too, they're going to be doing the talent show, which is always fun to see these young kids and young teenagers stepping out of their comfort zone and performing something for their fellow campers. So that's always exciting to be able to witness that. So without further ado, we're going to just jump on in and we're just going to kind of go through each day and talk to different campers, different staff, and kind of just see how everyone's feeling, what they're excited for, what they're looking forward to the most, and how their journeys kind of transpire over the next couple days. So stay tuned and let's get it rolling. All right, so I'm here with three campers. They are from the Pistols platoon. They're the youngest of the group. And so this is y'all's first time at camp. I'm going to let each of y'all introduce yourself. So we'll start with you.
My name's Mackenzie.
Do you have a camp name?
Kenzie.
Kenzie, okay.
My name's Eden.
Do you have a camp name yet?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. Well, you still got the rest of the week, so you'll get one.
My name is Journey, and my camp name is Germ.
Germ?
Yeah, my cousin named me that.
Is your cousin here?
Yes. She's in the yellow team.
Oh, okay, awesome. So this is y'all's first time at camp, and today I consider it day zero because it's not a full day of camp. You guys have just been dropped off by your parents. You got to know everybody in your group. We had dinner. We had formation, all that fun stuff. So what do you guys think so far?
I'm really excited. I think I'm going to have a fun time.
Awesome. What about you, Eden?
I'm loving it so far. I think it's going to be fun.
Okay, and you, Germ?
I loved it so much, and I think this is going to be my first time ever doing it in a camp, and I really like it.
Awesome. Is there any of the activities that you guys are looking most forward to?
Rock climbing.
Have you done it before?
Not like a real rock climbing wall, but I've rock climbed. Like.
Okay, yeah. What about you, Eden?
I'm looking forward to swimming because I love swimming so much.
I'm actually looking forward into doing the little ropes.
Okay, awesome. So what do you guys think about the military aspect of it? All of you come from a military family, so how does it feel to be standing in formation and doing different movements and marching and sounding off and stuff like that? How does that make you guys feel?
It makes me feel very good. I think my dad's going to be very proud.
Yeah, I think my dad's going to be very impressed, but it is also a little bit scary because I don't like getting yelled at, but it's okay because I know he does not mean it.
I really like it, and my sister will be very proud because she's going into the Navy.
Oh, awesome. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys get to your activity. You guys are doing tie-dye, which I know typically you would be doing this at a different time, but we had a lot of downtime today, so I'm going to let you guys get to your tie-dye event over here, and then maybe we can talk again later on this week and see how the rest of your time here is going.
Okay. Great.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. All right, so today is officially day, what I consider day one, the first full day of camp. We kind of got a little rained on this morning in formation, but we're still kicking in there. I have two campers with me from the Jockets, and this is the oldest group that we have, so I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then I'm going to ask them some questions about camp. So we'll start with you.
I am Milena.
Do you have a camp name?
No, ma'am.
You don't have a camp name? Okay, we got a couple days to come up with a camp name. All right, what about you?
My name is Jacob, and I don't have a camp name.
Geez, what is going on with these Jockettes? Y'all need some camp names. All right, so from my understanding, you have not been here before. Okay, so what has your experience been so far with this being your first time at camp?
It has been really exciting. It's like getting to know a lot of people, and it's just been really fun getting to know a bunch of new people.
Awesome. What about you, Jacob?
It's been about the same. It's always been fun.
Okay, how many times have you been at camp?
I've been coming here for about 6 years.
Oh, wow. Do you plan on being a JC eventually?
I do.
Okay. Is there any activities that you guys are looking forward to most? I mean, you've been here, so you kind of know what's going on. You haven't. So what are some activities that y'all are both looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the rifles.
The rifles? Have you shot before?
No, ma'am.
No. Are you excited to shoot skeet? I like skeet.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What about you, Jacob?
I like paddleboarding.
Are y'all going to be doing that?
I think.
Are y'all going to do the blob, weather permitting?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Last year, we had some issues with the blob, so I want to get some cool shots of that, so I'll have to come find y'all. Do you guys have any advice? I know it's still the first full day of camp, but do you have any advice for those who might want to come next year or who are thinking about it and kind of on the fence?
Just get to know a lot of people. It's much funner when you know more people around and you're not just by yourself.
I like what she says. It's a lot more fun when you have friends to enjoy these times.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to your group. Thank you for talking with me for a few minutes, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of camp.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Today is day two at Camp Bob Cooper. I have some rifles here with me, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Tinley.
Do you have a camp name?
Tintin.
Tintin, that's a cool name. What about you?
Hi, my name is Sebastian.
Do you have a camp name?
Yes, my name is Bush or Bash.
Bush or Bash. All right. Well, I'm going to get straight to it because I know that your group is about to swim and I know that you're getting anxious to get in the water. So is this y'all's first time here at camp?
Yes.
Yes.
So how do you guys like it so far?
I'm loving it.
It's pretty great.
Is there an activity that you've done so far that you like the most?
Jumping off the iceberg.
Same.
So the swimming. Okay. What are you guys looking forward to later on other than swimming? I know you guys got some other activities coming up.
Really hungry, so lunch.
You're ready for lunch.
I'm getting excited for archery.
Awesome. Have you done archery before?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about archery?
Getting to practice my aim and having fun.
Okay, do you guys plan on coming next year to camp?
Maybe.
Yes.
Do you guys potentially want to come every year and be a JC or SC one day?
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right, is there any advice that you guys would give any potential campers for next year that are thinking about coming to camp?
Be careful and respect JCs and SCs and respect your peers and friends and people.
I would say respect everyone, especially your JCs and SCs, and just make sure you have fun and respect people also while they're sleeping.
Awesome. Are you guys partaking in the talent show tomorrow night?
Maybe, yes.
Maybe? Okay, what about you?
I think I might.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you guys get back because it looks like your group is about to get in the water. But thank you guys for taking the time to talk with me for a few minutes, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of camp. All right, everybody, I'm here with two campers from the Hilos, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
My name's Max.
Do you have a camp name?
They call me Pickle.
Okay, Pickle. All right, what about you?
My name's Wyatt, but they call me Big Country.
Big Country. All right. So, is this y'all's first time at Camp Bob Cooper?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
What made you guys decide to come this year?
I've heard that this camp was a bunch of fun, and you could also become a JC by going to Camp Hannah.
Well, basically, I just needed to make some more friends from out of state in places that I don't know where they're from, and because I heard it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Are you guys planning on coming back next year then?
Yes.
Definitely.
All right, so far, what has been your favorite part of camp?
Definitely the swimming and getting launched off the blob.
Definitely all the social activities like paintball and such that gets you closer with people you don't know.
Awesome. What are you guys looking forward to tomorrow? I know that there's still some activities, and then we have the talent show and some other fun stuff going on, but what are you guys looking forward to most for tomorrow?
The talent show.
Are you going to be in the talent show?
I have a friend.
Okay.
Yeah, the talent show.
Are you participating?
Nope.
You guys are going to be cheerleaders?
Yep.
All right. Is there any advice that you would give to campers who potentially are considering coming next year?
Oh, absolutely. Come 100%.
Yeah, just get ready to wake up at 6:30.
Awesome. All right, well, I'll let you guys get back to your group. I'm not sure what you guys are doing the rest of the night, but I'll let you get back, and thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm here with two campers from the Tanks, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then I'm going to ask them some questions about camp.
My name is Kissa. My camp name is IKEA.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Chloe. I go by Snickers most of the time.
Awesome. Now, Kissa, I know that I've seen you here since I've been coming to camp, but is this your first time here at camp?
No, this is my third year.
Awesome. Okay, so you two have been in the same platoon all 3 years?
Yes, ma'am.
All 3 years.
Awesome. So how has this year been different from the other years that you have come to camp?
From, like, my experience, the JCs and SCs get a lot more laid back with you.
Awesome. So what have been some of your favorite activities so far this year?
Mine is the rifle shooting and the ice thing. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
In the water.
The iceberg or whatever?
Yeah, my favorite was the iceberg too, and I also like the rope course.
Awesome. What are you guys looking forward to with tomorrow's activities?
High ropes. Hopefully I don't get scared to do them this year.
Okay, nice.
Same with me. I don't want to get scared.
Well, as long as you put your mind to it and you at least give it a chance, that's all that matters. So are either of you participating in the talent show tomorrow?
Sadly, no, because I forgot my clarinet.
Aw, okay.
I couldn't because my voice is absolutely dumb, and sometimes when I'm at loud places, my asthma will get up to me, and I'll get really scared and nervous.
Well, at least you guys will be there cheering on your campers. Is there any advice that you guys would give fellow campers who are thinking about coming next year?
Do it. It's really fun. You get to meet a lot of new people from around, everywhere, and it's just overall in a great environment. Don't think of it as a place where you have to do work constantly. Most of the time, it's all activities. It's all a game or fun.
Yeah.
Even when we have to practice, they even find a way to make it fun for some reason. They always play something like a game or a challenge to see who can do it. So it's always a fun opportunity.
Yeah, because we usually play, when we do DNC, we play a game of knockout to see who knows the DNC tricks. And I did, three of us got one of the counselors. I got actually one of the sidings. But, we would be able to do fun games. They'll take, maybe a three-hour nap, come back, and then you'll do funner. And, I would also decide to bring bug spray. These bugs out here are absolutely crazy.
And sunscreen, you don't want to get burnt.
Isn't that supposed to be part of your platoon bag, though?
Anyway, in the platoon bag, it doesn't come with it, a platoon bag, but you do get a water bottle and a t-shirt.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to your group. Thank you for talking with me, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of camp.
Bye!
Have a nice day.
All right, everyone. Today is the third full day of camp. I have a JC and an SC with me from the tanks, and I'm going to ask them some questions about camp, and then we'll go from there. So I'm going to have y'all introduce yourself.
G Baby Bishop.
Ansley Edmondson.
Do you have a camp name?
They call me Vanellope.
Vanellope? Oh, that's cool. All right. So you guys have been here a lot, obviously, because you're JCs and SCs. So how has this year been different than other years that you've attended camp?
This year has been different for me. So I started off as a camper, and then that was good, and then I went to JC. But now this is my first year being a SC, so it takes a lot to get used to. Got to learn the do's and don'ts and just have a good time also.
Well, this year is my first year as a JC, but it is my second year at camp. I came here last year as a jocket, and just being in a leadership role has been very different for me.
Awesome. So what's the dynamic of being a camper versus a JC or an SE? Like, how does that role differ, and how do you think that being a camper has helped you prepare to be able to be in these leadership positions?
It kind of helped me, at least, being a camper. Growing up in the camp and watching the other SEs and JCs, you kind of learn what they expect out of you, and how to still be yourself and just be a good counselor, but also be able to have a good time with the campers.
Being a camper had helped me this year understand how the campers feel. Like, some of them, this is their first year here. Some of them, this is their first time away from home. And just knowing how difficult it can be, and that sometimes the activities can be intimidating, and just knowing that having a nice support group will do great things for them.
Awesome. So I know being JCs and SCs, you kind of don't get as involved in the activities, but are there any activities here specifically that each of you enjoy the most?
Honestly, I probably enjoy them all about equally, being able to sit there and watch the campers interact with each other and cheer each other on.
We did the high ropes course today, and being able to see the kids encouraging each other and stepping out of their comfort zones was just great.
Awesome. So is there any advice that you would give to campers who are potentially thinking about coming back next year and being a JC or an SC?
Just be yourself. Don't try too hard to impress anybody. Be yourself and make sure you interact with the campers.
Get to know the campers and have patience with them, because sometimes it is their first time, and just being able to know them and know who you are working with based on the age group, knowing their limits with the activities is also a very good thing to know.
Awesome. All right. Well, I appreciate y'all taking the time to come and talk to me, and hopefully we'll have some fun at Hua Day and get to swim. And so thank you again. All right, everyone. So I have a very special guest with me. I'm going to let her introduce herself, and then we're going to talk about camp.
So my name's Madeline Bullwinkle, but at camp, I'm Barbie.
Awesome. Well, thank you for talking with me. A lot of people would say you're the backbone of this camp. So can you kind of explain, what goes into getting this camp together and, organizing and making it happen?
Sure. So really, this is what we call our Super Bowl. We work on this all year long. So we're at Yellow Ribbons talking to people, getting people excited about the camp experience. And then from there, we just start recruiting our volunteers and our campers to come in and get excited about camp.
Awesome. So other than camp, you guys do other types of events for the kids throughout the year. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that as well?
Sure. So, yeah, we put on events throughout the year, throughout the state, and we serve all kids, National Guard kids, ages 2 to 18. So they range anywhere from a day event to a weekend event to, of course, our camps, which are week-long events. And they're fun events. They're Top Golf and movie nights and petting zoos. We actually added a new one today, or a new one this year, Soldier for a Day, during April, the month of the military child. And it was a huge success where we got to bring in the little ones and give them kind of a day experience of what camp would actually look like for them.
Awesome. So with all the activities and stuff going on, is there one in particular that you like the most to see, like, the kids doing, or is it kind of like the same across the board?
So my job is to run around everywhere, anywhere. I really enjoy, like, seeing the high ropes is always fun because it takes a lot of courage for them to get up there. For most of them, it may be a very new experience for them. So I always enjoy watching the campers cheer each other on at high ropes. But they enjoy swim so much to cool down. So I like going out there and watching them jump in, and they always want to show me their new tricks.
So this year marks the 30th anniversary. Can you kind of explain the importance of celebrating 30 years of this camp, as well as, like, the importance of camp for these kids?
Yeah, so something that I like to talk about a lot is National Guard kids will never have the opportunity to be together unless they have this experience. So this is very unique for them to build those relationships, so that way whenever they do come across a deployment or any type of transition period, they have a whole community around them and they don't feel so alone because of the connections that they're building here at camp.
Awesome. So for those who are listening, especially parents and everything, and maybe their kid hasn't had the opportunity or they just didn't know about youth camp, what ways can they reach out to you guys to be a part of these activities throughout the year and hopefully potentially attending camp next year?
Yeah, so the easiest way to sign up for any of our events is to follow us on Facebook. It is South Carolina Child and Youth Program, and that's where we'll post all information about any events going on, as well as links to sign up for those events.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. I'm going to let you get back to riding around and checking out all the campers, but we're excited for the rest of the day and to see how they do tonight and the talent show and all that fun stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm the hostess with the mostest. Coming soon.
All right, everyone. Well, that does it for this year's 2024 Youth Camp, celebrating the 30th year. Today was the last full day, tomorrow's graduation, and all the campers are going to go back home. So it was fun to see everybody again. It was fun to see new faces. It was fun to see old faces. And it looks like, from what I could tell at least, that the campers really enjoyed it. They got to do a lot of activities, meet new people, make new friends. So it's always fun to get together and come to the youth camp and get to experience these things and showcase what the campers have done all week for the parents and the families and stuff like that. So be on the lookout for some videos from us. We'll post some pictures as well. So with that, thank you for listening and watching. I'm at Staff Sergeant Weaver, aka Hollywood, and I am out.